Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 263. Today's topic is trachea or windpipe. When we say trachea here, we mean the inner wall of trachea that is composed of squamous epithelium developed from the ectoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. Usually when we say trachea, we mean the hollow tube that connects the larynx with the right and left bronchi of the respective lungs. Trachea has cartilage, rings, smooth muscles and connective tissue also. The brain controlling center of the trachea is also located in the sensory cortex part of the cerebral cortex. The control center of the upper two-thirds of the tracheal mucosa is located in the left side of the cerebral cortex, precisely under the control center of the laryngeal mucosa. The brain control center of the lower one-third of the tracheal mucosa is located in the right cortical hemisphere just underneath that of the bronchial mucosa. We saw in the case of bronchial mucosa and laryngeal mucosa that their brain control centers are located in the temporal lobes of right and left brain hemisphere in the respective parts of the sensory cortex. But here, the brain control centers of the tracheal mucous membrane are located outside of the temporal lobes and therefore the principle of gender laterality and hormone status does not apply. Having understood the development and function and the brain control centers of the trachea, the next important part to remember in case of the SBS of the tracheal mucosa is its biological conflict. So, the biological conflict linked to the trachea is not getting enough air. It is useful for you to differentiate the difference with the biological conflict of the diaphragm here because both the biological conflicts may be confused due to their similarities. The biological conflict linked to the diaphragm we will study later and it is not being able to breathe sufficiently or deeply enough. For the trachea to get pressed, there may be a growth like a thyroid cyst for not getting enough air as an example. Another point to be remembered with regard to the biological special program of the trachea is that it follows the outer skin sensitivity pattern. That means during the conflict activity and the epileptoid crisis, there is hyposensitivity and during the healing phase, there is hypersensitivity. Now let us move on to the study of the conflict active phase of the SBS of the trachea. There are no much symptoms here. As in the case of any tissue controlled from the cerebral cortex, there is ulceration of the lining of the trachea in proportion to the intensity and duration of the conflict and subjectivity of the individual during CA phase. The conflict healing phase of the SBS of the trachea is having very specific symptoms, but they are not properly diagnosed in the medical practice as having relation with the trachea. What really happens during the healing phase is tissue replenishment of the lost tissues during CA phase by the process of cell proliferation. This happens during the first part of the healing phase called PCLA. This process will cause pain behind the sternum if the lower section of the trachea is affected due to the swelling that happens during the PCLA. There may be breathing difficulties also. If there is syndrome associated, the swelling it causes can result in severe obstruction of air passage. With an inflammation, the condition is known as tracheitis and there will be fever also. These processes when occurring in the upper part of trachea is known as idiopathic subglottis stenosis in conventional medicine due to the narrowing of the part below the glottis. Sometimes they call the cell increase as tracheal cancer. As already told many a time earlier, according to GNM, these new cells cannot be considered as cancer cells because there are no new cancer cells but only the proliferated cells in the process of replenishment. Dr. Hammer allows surgical interference if there is swelling large enough to obstruct the trachea so that the breathing may be improved. If not very severe, the swelling due to edema will subside, and in latter part of healing phase, the affected organ will start functioning normally. As in the case of any other organ controlled from sensory, post-sensory or premotor sensory cortex, during epileptic crisis, there can occur troubled circulation, disease spells, short disturbances of consciousness or its complete loss depending on the intensity of the conflict. There can occur a drop of blood sugar also due to the excessive use of glucose by the brain cells. Friends, we were discussing the SBS of the tracheal mucosa today. Please learn it well and wait for a fresh topic tomorrow. My best wishes. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.